Welcome back to the Bun Sports Podcast. I'm Jacob Bun along with the professor as we continue to talk about the NCAA basketball tournament. And we'll talk about the Final Four in a few minutes, but how we got to the Final Four I want to discuss with the professor. And we'll start with that 76-70 win Michigan State had over Louisville. This team, Tom Izzo, another one of his best teams. And, of course, they just continued to win. They were the seventh seed. Of course, they lost narrowly to Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, and some people think there could be a rematch in the national championship game, but Michigan State gets there again. Talk about this team and their road.
Well, you know, that game was very interesting, and, you know, two great coaches sitting on the sideline. Well, I may say standing on the sideline, but Michigan State won it, and I think Travis Trice was the reason they won. He had 17 points. But it was not just the points that he got, it's the time that he got them. Now, Blackshear was tremendous for Louisville with 28 points, but Louisville just could not shoot. They're not a good shooting team, and I think that doomed them in the end.
Number one-seeded Duke got the best of Gonzaga, 66-52. The Zags had a nice run, but they weren't able to carry that over into a Final Four appearance.
Yeah, the difference in the game was that Duke had 8 for 19 in three-point shots. And Gonzaga, who depends on a three-pointer, was 2 for 10. But I think, Jacob, it was Quentin Cook guarding Pangus and held him to 4 points. It was kind of like cutting the heart out of Gonzaga's team. But then when you really look at it, though, the game was real close, right down to the wire, about 2 minutes to go. They ran a great play, and Welcher missed a 2-inch layback. And then Duke goes down and shoots a three-pointer, game over.
Wisconsin beat Arizona 85-78, and I'll be honest, I had the Wildcats in the Final Four, but they weren't able to quite get it done. And, you know, we talk about Frank Kaminsky and what he's done there, and also Decker hitting those shots at the end of the game, and now Wisconsin's moving on to the Final Four. But talk about that, and especially their win over Arizona.
That was a real good game. Arizona is a very good team. So is Wisconsin. And I guess you would say that Frank Kaminsky is one of the top three or four players in shape to get the player of the year. But however, I have to say that Sam Decker was the difference maker in this game. Not only did he accumulate a great number of points, 27 I think it was, but he hit 5 out of 6 three-pointers, and it was his 2 rainbows right at the end of the game that really sealed the deal. And remember, Decker had gotten on Thursday night, he had gotten 23 points and 10 rebounds. So at this point, he's the most valuable player for Wisconsin.
Another great win and another close game and another survival for the Kentucky Wildcats. 68-66 over Notre Dame. Carl Anthony Towns went off on the Fighting Irish, but Kentucky gets there. It doesn't really matter how you get there. They blasted West Virginia, and then almost probably a lot of people thought they should have gotten beat by Notre Dame, but they're there.
Yeah, Notre Dame probably outplayed them. In fact, at the end of the game, you ask yourself the question, how did Kentucky win the game? Well, right at the end, they made the defensive plays, and, of course, one of the Harrison twins hit a three-pointer. But I think the difference in the game, it kept Kentucky in the game. If it hadn't been for Towns, who had 25 points and was unstoppable, Notre Dame would have won that game. But Towns came in, and, you know, he was in and out with 4 fouls, but he was able to stick around to the end, and he made the difference in the game.
So you look at these teams, Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Michigan State and Duke, and do you have any observations as we prepare for this Final Four?
Well, I think this is going to be quite a Final Four. If we were, Jacob, I don't know how you think what you think about this, but if we were looking, who's done the best coaching job in this? Now, all of them, we're talking about really top-flight coaches that are in this tournament. But I would have to say that Tom Izzo has done the best job coaching in this particular tournament so far. And if you want to ask who's had the best not the best player necessarily, but who's had the best player performance, I'd have to say that that's been Sam Decker. But if you were to ask the question, Jacob, who's got the most talent, I think I'd say Kentucky. If you ask the question, who's the best team, now we're talking about team, I'd say Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Here we are in Kentucky, Wisconsin. Now, Jacob, I don't know what you think, but it might be that Jackson, who has played 8 to 10 minutes for Wisconsin the last two games, who was a former starter until his injury, and he was out 5 or 6 weeks from that injury, and playing 8 to 10 minutes in these last two games might be enough to get a little bit of the rust off so that he can contribute.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think also, you know, the play of Frank Kaminsky and the bigs down low for Kentucky, you know, with Towns and Cauley Stein, those are going to be key, as always, for Kentucky. And I think the shooting. Kentucky hasn't shot poorly in any game they've played in this tournament so far. In all four matchups, they've shot very well from the outside. So the guard play is going to be crucial as well. Devin Booker, he's always seems like he just shows up and plays well for Kentucky. If he does that again, I think Kentucky has no problem with Wisconsin. Really, I think the tougher matchups for Kentucky in this potential two-game stretch are going to be Michigan State or Duke if they were to have to play them. I think Kentucky will be able to beat Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin is going – they're going to have a great game by Decker and by Koenig from outside hitting three-pointers. And then they really will need Nigel Hayes's athletic ability in that whole fracas because Kentucky is quite athletic. And so I think you can look for Frank Kaminsky to be probably neutralized by these big, tall Wildcats.
Once again, we have a Duke overshadowing Michigan State. Michigan State does not they've been underestimated this entire tournament. Here they are again. They're playing number one seed Duke, and everybody's given the edge to Duke in this game. But, man, it's just hard to see Tom Izzo's team going in there and they're going to lay down for one. I think they're going to give Duke all they can handle, and they may even win this game.
Well, it's interesting, Jacob, that Okafor, to this point, in two games, he scored in a total of less than 20 points. So he hadn't scored 20 points in total in two games, and yet you can look for him to be a real have a great, great impact on the game because he's probably the most polished, talented player of all of them.
I think Kentucky wins. I think they beat Wisconsin, and I think Michigan State beats Duke, and so I think we have a Kentucky-Michigan State matchup, and you know, I'll be honest, that's what I'm pulling for in this. I think that would be a great matchup between Calipari and Izzo, and I think Kentucky 40-0, I mean, they're going to win it all. What about you? How do you see this playing?
Well, I would agree with you, but I wouldn't be surprised if either of those teams were to be upset. I wouldn't be surprised if Wisconsin upset Kentucky. And I don't know that Tom Izzo has any minutes left or any eligibility left, but he sure gets it into his players from the sideline. So I just can't count him out. But favored, yes. Kentucky, yes. Duke, and then what a game.
Now, let's transition now to coaching changes in the SEC. Tennessee has hired Rick Barnes. Now, Rick Barnes was fired from Texas. He's been to numerous NCAA tournament. I think over 20 NCAA tournaments have been in the Final Four and Sweet 16s, Elite Eights throughout his career, and yet wasn't good enough for Texas. So now he goes to Tennessee, a place that has had a lot of coaching uncertainty over the last few years, to say the least. So now, what does this do to Tennessee's job? And you look at the SEC, and I just want to throw a stat out there. Among the new SEC coaches that have been added in the last 2 years, Rick Barnes, Ben Howland at Mississippi State, and Bruce Pearl, they've been to 15 Sweet 16s, 7 Elite Eights, and 4 Final Fours combined. And if you throw in the possibility that Greg Marshall goes to Alabama, obviously that isn't done yet, but if he does go to Alabama, then you even add to that, because he's been to Final Four in several NCAA tournaments. The SEC is making some big statements when it comes to coaching hires in this offseason.
I think the hire of Rick Barnes is a big hire for Tennessee because, first of all, he's not going to get them in NCAA trouble. They've had two coaches, Pearl and of course, the present coach having to be let go because of NCAA problems. And then Martin just up and left. They've gone through a lot of coaches, and so I think Rick Barnes will bring the stability that they desperately need at Tennessee.
We will see. A week from now, we will know our national champion in basketball. We'll recap that national championship game with you, as well as start to get into some spring football, and who knows, we might talk some baseball and golf, and Masters Week next week, and who knows what else. You just ride with us here on the Bun Sports Podcast. For the professor, I'm Jacob Bun. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. It's Easter weekend, and We hope that you have a great weekend. We'll be back with you next Tuesday right here on BunSports.com.